good afternoon. Our upper-level trough that brought us scattered showers yesterday is continuing to clear on out of the region, and now we are seeing the chance for a warm front that was further upstream from there. That is moving in from a northwesterly flow, and that's going to help to spread a little light snow across most of the region as we work our way into the evening hours and into the overnight hours. The best lift looks to appear to be to the northwest of Albany, where a couple of inches of fresh snow is expected elsewhere. Less than an inch is expected as overnight lows will fall into the lower 20s across the Adirondacks and around 30 degrees for the remainder of the region. Could see a little bit of some difficulty in the traveling conditions tonight, and maybe a few spots with a lingering impact as we head towards the morning commute. Warm front passes on through, though, and we look to have a rather warm day on Monday with plenty of sunshine and highs getting closer towards that upper 40 degree mark. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, we have an intensifying low pressure system over the Intermountain West on Sunday, and then along with that, a strong cold front is going to generate widespread snow from Sierra Nevada to the northern Rockies, where winter storm warnings are in effect. The storm then ejects out over the western high plains by Monday night, with snow developing across the central Rockies and extending eastward across western Nebraska and Kansas. The heavy snow is expected to fall across the higher terrain of central and western Wyoming, with a foot or more of accumulation possible. There will also be strong winds across parts of eastern California, southern Nevada, and northern Arizona, where high wind warnings are in effect. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Yorba Linda, California, to a low of negative 8 in Gunnison County, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, we are looking at partly sunny skies with highs near the mid-40s. In Boston, mostly cloudy skies with highs into the low 40s. And in Buffalo, a mix of rain and snow with highs reaching into the upper 30s. The Albany, New York climate normals for the day today. The average high is 32, while the average low was 15. The record high was 53 degrees set back in 1981, while the record low of negative 18 was set back in 1961. Today's sunrise was at 7:08 a.m. The sun is set to set at 5:09 p.m. It's a total of 10 hours of daylight, which is a difference of an additional 2 minutes and 22 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies this afternoon, with highs reaching towards the mid-30s. We will see the chance for some snow showers as we work our way into the night tonight, as temperatures drop down towards the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at partly sunny skies this afternoon with highs reaching into the low 40s. For the night tonight, we'll see a chance for some rain and snow showers as skies look mostly cloudy with overnight lows dropping down into the low 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at cloudy skies this afternoon with a chance for some snow showers as highs reach near the mid-30s. For the night tonight, snow showers looking to continue with cloudy skies as overnight lows drop down into the low 30s. Snowfall totals look to stay relatively light, under an inch. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies as our highs reach near the mid-30s. We'll see a chance for some scattered light snow as we work our way into the evening hours, but snow showers looking to continue as we get into the overnight hours, mostly cloudy skies, temperatures dropping down into the upper 20s. The amount of snow that we are expecting from this is looking to stay around an inch or less. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies this afternoon as highs reach into the upper 30s. We'll see this chance for some scattered light snow showers as we work our way into the night tonight, as we stay mostly cloudy. Overnight lows only drop down into the upper 20s and low 30s. And the amount of snow we are looking to expect from this looks to stay under an inch. Region-wide for tomorrow, we do look to stay sunny throughout the course of the day. Our highs look to reach towards the mid to upper 40s. After that, we see a more active weather pattern where every day for the rest of the week, we start to see the chance for some scattered rain and snow showers on and off as we see our highs hovering in the upper 30s and low 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.